hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me.
What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, actually. We have some big announcements this week that involved us going to Barbados, Bonaire, and Indonesia. I have been...
It's about time you went somewhere.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. As usual, what happens is I'll go through these spurts of time where we are in the studio and we're working week in, week out, and then all of a sudden everything will just pop all at once. I mean, we've been talking about doing trips to Bonaire, Indonesia, and Barbados, the Bahamas quite a bit. And I've been waiting for a lot of callbacks, you know, to get things locked down. And as we got out of the scuba shows here a few weeks ago in Atlantic City and in Long Beach, you know, I've just been on the phone constantly, nonstop since. And finally, everything dropped this week, and we have some big stuff to share this week on specific dates and things like that. And I have probably, I don't know, I've surfed the web and planned some travel this week, more difficult than I've ever done in the history of Scuba Radio.
Why?
Well, just the flights, the schedules, and things like that, like in particular... I'm going out with Explore Ventures in October to Indonesia to dive one of their liveaboards out there. And I'll get more specific on that as we get closer.
That will be awesome.
It will be amazing. I'm going to Raja Ampat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go there.
You've always wanted to go to Raja Armpit, haven't you? Go ahead, say it. Make the joke.
Roger's Armpit.
Right. That's, you know, that's
what... Looks like quite the opposite of an armpit.
Exactly. This is like Mount Everest type style diving. It's been on my list forever. It's kind of like the cream of the crop. I've heard about it from years. You know, this is the one place years ago. I've told this story on Scuba Radio several times.
That's okay. Howard, bore us with it again.
Yes. Howard and Michelle Hall, the IMAX film couple that, you know, pretty much do all the big movies when it comes to IMAX and underwater filming. There was a movie they released. I don't remember the title of it, but it was featured in Raja Ampat. And it had these bungalows out over the water on stilts. And our crew went to go see a premiere of this film. This had to be at least 15 years ago, I bet. And they said, like, we watched it. It was unbelievable. The underwater marine life and the IMAX format was just perfect for this. And I've talked to Howard and Michelle about it, and it's just one of their favorite places on the planet. And we watched it, and the crew just started getting all over me, saying, Greg, we want to go there. We want to go to Raja Ampat. And I was like, okay. So I started working on it, and it's taken 15 years. But I'm finally making it happen. And the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, they have to be ecstatic. You know, we got Bubble Boy, we got Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger, Vinny Two Tanks, also, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy, and a couple other special guests. Chef Anton's with us today, by the way, and as well as Dennis K. Captain Dennis from the airplane show is with us, and they may remember.
Shouldn't Dennis be Diver Dennis for this show?
Well, he will be. He's going to be Lobster Diver Dennis. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. But everybody, as part of the show, if they remember me talking about Rajan Pat, they were probably part of that group.
What crew? I don't remember going to that. I didn't see that movie. So.
Well, that was probably, it was so long ago. It might have been before your time, actually.
Then that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it could have been. Could have been. You don't remember seeing the IMAX film with the bungalows out over the water on stilts and things?
No, I would have remembered that.
Yeah. Well, but you've seen the pictures. Now.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures, but you've seen those I did not go to that movie with you.
Yeah, I mean, Casey the Tobacco Nut, I believe. I think he was part of that crew, right? Right, Casey?
Greg, yeah. But you have to remember, Greg. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to remember, we did our first road trip, you, me, and Dick, to Marineland in 93, 94.
Well, that would have been three years before we started the show.
Youngsters joined us.
Yeah, but that 93, 94 was before we even started Scuba Radio, Casey. So you're off on your dates a little, but that's, it was way back there.
Well, Marineland was our first road trip.
Yeah, but anyway, we didn't start Scuba Radio till 97, April 1st, 1997.
Weren't you doing your little blip on the radio channel at that time for us?
No, that's
what he's counting as starting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay.
You're close. You're
Barry
very close.
Barry the Bugger wants to support me in this and congratulate me on the fact that I'm going to Rajan Pat, and he's not, right?
But I was with you at the Fort Lauderdale IMAX when they did premiere that movie.
Yes, you remember? It's like it was yesterday,
right,
huh?
There's two of them.
It was a lot long ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have that movie on DVD. So you're very need to review it.
Right.
The old heads, as they say.
Yes.
The old heads.
The OG.
I could have swore you said you were taking the crew on that.
No. I said the crew bugged me and said, we need to go.
Yeah.
Well, you said, but that's the thing. So I'm going.
He's very carefully selecting his words. What I heard him say earlier was,
so
the crew will be excited.
So the bottom line,
not really a good reason why they'd be excited.
No, they're excited for me that I finally get to go to Rajan Pat and go there for a couple weeks and be able to do the radio show.
Not as excited as if they were able to go.
No. It's just as excited because I'll get there and we'll do a show from the boat, from the liveaboard boat or in one of those bungalows out over the water. And I'll be able to say, hey, guys. I'm here in Rajan Pat. Suck it, losers.
You keep saying
there it is.
That's what it's all about.
Sleeping bags on the floor of your lodge.
You know that was coming before long.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and I'm glad you guys are happy for me to finally be able to pull this off. It took so long.
I was happy until you told me to suck it.
We'd be happier for you if we were invited.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, Chef's got his own thing going on. We'll talk about that.
What we're happy about, Greg, is
that I'm going and you're not.
We're getting rid of you for 2 weeks.
Yes, okay.
There is a plus.
Customs
might not let him back in the country either.
True.
We can only hope.
Okay, well, you know, whatever. I'm going to Rajan Pat, and you guys are not.
Keep talking smack. We'll plant some drugs on your...
No, you will not.
You'll never leave.
No.
All you got to do is put a .22 shell in his bag.
You'll
you know?
Rot in jail.
One empty shell.
That or break his leg one.
Yeah. Can't you feel the love tonight? I'm channeling my best Jerry the Diver guy because... I got to digress. His birthday was yesterday, and he called me late in the day, and I feel kind of bad.
Happy 62nd.
We're talking about some stuff, and I was like, hey, I got this going for the show tomorrow and all this stuff, and I said, what are you up to? He goes, oh, just celebrating my birthday, and I'm like, oh, man, I forgot your birthday. He goes, weren't you on Facebook? It's all over Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, no, I wasn't. I've been busy scheduling this trip, right?
You know who didn't? Yeah, thinking about yourself. You know who didn't forget it?
Who?
This guy.
Well, yeah, well, you didn't. And I think the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad didn't either. They all remembered. But I did forget. But I'm prepared to make up for it. I've done something that I've never done for any other Scuba Radio Scuba Squad member, and that's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hopefully it'll be enough for Jerry the Diver Guy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.